our internet is
Blog Talk Radio.
On our website. Yeah. Blog. All in all, y'all gotta go on there, rebelsministrync.com. Amen. If you get your cards, go on the website, you can get a message. You may 30 minutes of a message. Anybody in other states, they go right on the internet and listen in on the message that you listen to right now. Come on. And, you know, Peter was he didn't mind back of Jesus. I got a few Bibles in here this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Father Christ, now you are a part of me. Is that all right? I can talk to you now because you gave me and became a part of the river.
Yeah.
Is that all right? So right. I want to talk to you as a shepherd. Come on, is that all right? We got to learn how to lay aside some pain. And allow God to do some things. Come on, say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
In my life. Now, that means that some, amen, some people did you wrong, but you got to lay aside. You got to lay some ex-boyfriends, some ex-girlfriends alone. You got to lay some ex-friends alone. Come on, somebody. You got to even forgive the people on any job that you worked on, any neighborhood. People that did you wrong. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Say, lay aside.
Lay aside.
All that matters. Hallelujah. Amen. Malice means that it's designed to harm others. You know, malice is that people harming you, but malice is cause you to harm other people. A desire to harm others. You know, when you feel frustrated, you always feel like you're ready to fight. That's the spirit of malice.
Wow.
And you have to begin, you know, you need to say, Lord, heal me. From the spirit of malice.
So
you got to call things out. You can't go to the welfare office and say, I was trying to change my time, but they'll say you're in the wrong building. Come on, y'all need to go. You need to go amen, to the time place and you go to the time place. Well, when you go amen, to the house of God or in your prayer call and say, Lord, kill me of something wrong with me, not with something wrong with somebody else.
Thank you.
with you. You know, there's some folk, amen, always going to get the one that go, amen, and put them up and put them down. They're going to get the fighter first. But I want to say this year, don't get the fighter that's going to fight in the natural, but go get the one that go, amen, get down on each other, fight in the spirit.
In the spirit.
Amen, and fight a good fight of faith. And I get a few people.
Yeah.
And I get a few people.
Yes,
sir. You get your life in the wrong, you became a faith person. You became a faith minister. Come on, somebody. Amen. You became a person that the enemy, amen, know that he came this way. Come on. Someone, hallelujah. Someone that carries themselves improper. I'm going to move on, but I want you to understand what malice is. Come on. Everybody understand what malice is. When people come around you with that spirit starting to pray, they can say, well, you ain't perfect. No, but he is. Y'all, come on, come on, come on. No, I ain't perfect, but my undercover boss is Jesus. The one that saved me, the one that healed me, the one that healed me, the one that brought me, come on, somebody. The one that delivered me, he needs me. Got it all in control. Oh, I'm not perfect, but he is. And I'm not praying in my name, I'm praying in the name of Jesus. Oh, I was up there a few weeks. You're going to pray in the name of oh, yeah, come on, somebody. You ought to say that name like you ought to pray in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say to every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. They're going to bow. That spirit going to bow. So when you struggle with this spirit, and you know, that's one of the first things as a Christian, you need to lay aside. Because you need to learn how to fight in the spirit. And when Peter, glory to God, when he, cut the man ear off for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Say, Peter was a bad boy. Come on, somebody. He walked with Jesus. Come on. You ain't got to be perfect. Just walk with him. Y'all, come on, come on. You ain't got to have everything right, but just walk with him. You know how some people say, I'm going to die. Now, can't get rid of. Uh-huh. You know, y'all seen that story, say, can't get right? Is that all right? See, the enemy is trying to make you feel like you can't get right. Come on. I got to do this. This thing is so strong, I got to have it. Come on. Hallelujah. But tell him, I can't get right. Because Jesus is the one. That's going to bring me out. Come on.
Yes.
I'm going to pray until, amen, he blesses me.
Yes.
Y'all need to come on, somebody. I'm going to stay locked up in the room. Come on, somebody. When Jesus got ready to go to give his life up on the cross, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and began to pray. See, some of this stuff, you got to burn out in prayer. Y'all come on, somebody. Say, I got to burn it out in prayer. Say, burn it out, Lord. Burn it out on the inside of me, Lord.
Yes.
I need you to help me. Come on. This ain't just sound good. This ain't just a message. But Lord, I really need you to help me on the inside. I really need you to pull us up. Pull us deliverance up. Hey, you know what I'm doing here? You read the word. God says, I'll pull deliverance on you. Come on. Don't pull away from him. I'll pull with you. You know, the people you tell the people pulling against you. You tell that because it's hard. See, you say the way of a transgressor is hard. People that ain't trying to get right, it's hard for them. But if you make a little effort, it's going to get right. Things are going to line up. Come on, somebody. Things are going to work out for you. You just do a little bit. I tell you, I was telling our brother today, I was homeless, be a right-hand man here. Shout out to God. Come on. And I was homeless right here. And I have a car. Ride the bus, sit in the back, y'all. Come on, but if you can do it for me,
yeah,
wow, I look at you. I'm going to be in your
head.
Look at where you're going. Look at your future. So live up there. Y'all been coming over to the people. Just live up there in your future. Not in your past. Just live up in your future. Your past can't help you now.
No.
But your future is where your destiny is.
That's right.
Say my future. My future. Come on. It's worth the fight. Come on, come on. My future.
My
is worth the sacrifice.
It's worth the sacrifice.
Come on, it's gotta be. It's your future.
Yes.
Nobody can live your life for you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Nobody can do this for you but God.
That's right.
God through you. Your level of surrender will determine your level of deliverance. Oh, come on. I want y'all to receive that, y'all. Hallelujah. Y'all. Come on. Your level of surrenderance to the Lord will determine your level of deliverance in God. Come on. I want y'all to remember that. Hallelujah. I want you to remember that, amen, when you decide to turn away from the world's sin, amen, because being saved is one step. Now you must say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. Say, feel me, Lord.
Feel me.
See, some of y'all are on the verge. But God is trying to get you to make a decision and trust him.
Amen.
Because when you trust him with everything, that means you have confidence in him. His greatest desire is that you trust him.
I know.
That's God's greatest desire. The Holy God's greatest desire is that you trust him completely with your life. Come on, say, I'm going to trust you. I don't trust everybody up and let me down. Come on. I don't even trust myself, but myself let me down. Come on. I don't even fail so many times, I don't even know what to do. I'm so frustrated to the point of bored of not knowing what to do. But you know, I tell the devil, he's a liar, too crazy. I'm not going to lose my mind, but I'm going to lose myself in God because he is my protection. Don't lose your mind, but lose yourself in God. Don't turn it up in the world and turn it down. Hallelujah. Come on. Huh? All those things the enemy trying to bring around you, turn it down.
Turn it down.
Don't turn it up. Don't turn it up and turn it down. Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is that all right? If you want to turn yourself up, turn your prayer life up. Turn your reading the word up. Come on.
Yes.
Turn your coming to church up. Turn your forgiveness and go to the house as much as usual. Turn your going to get some more education. Turn your amen out of amen. Love on yourself and value yourself. You got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. You got to help yourself before you can help me to Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You doing it. Say, I'm doing it. Say, I'm gracious.
I'm gracious.
For what the Lord has done.
For what the Lord.
Say, I'm not going to do no more malice.
And I'm not
going to
do any more guile.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guile, you got to keep your tongue from evil, y'all. Come on. I'm just going to give you a scripture. I'm moving number three. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 34 and 13 and 14 says, they keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Come on, somebody. God for wisdom is your conversation. You got to ask God for wisdom in your conversation. See my conversation. Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. If people are not in there and going to seek peace around you, you need to cut them off.
Oh,
come on, somebody. You don't need to be, you don't need the frustration. There's a solid frustration going on in your spirit, and God is trying to get you to be delivered from yourself.
My God.
Hallelujah. You can't stay depressed in 2005. Oh, I wish I could get a few more. Say, I ain't going to stay depressed. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stay beat up. I'm not going to stay busted. I'm not going to stay in poverty. I'm not going to stay sick and frustrated. I'm not going to stay down. Come on, somebody. But I'm going to stay up in God. I'm going to stay up in the Lord. I'm going to reach out for God's help. Come on. If nobody else helps me, I'm going to reach my hand to heaven. Don't you know you raise your hand and you say, God, help me?
Yeah,
you say, God, you my Father, we try to help, I will be thy name, thy kingdom come. Don't you know you raise your hand and the kingdom of God come to you?
Woo!
Hallelujah. He didn't go Peter denied. He didn't go to talk to people about what he did wrong. Well, I'm moving number three. Stop talking to people about stuff you did wrong in your past. Stop talking to people about stuff that you get ready to do wrong. Come on, somebody. Don't do wrong by yourself. Don't put a whole crew in. Oh, y'all, come on, is that all right?
Amen.
If you don't do wrong, you wrong by yourself. Don't put a whole crew in. God, life is too short. Come on. Y'all people leave me up, children leave me here. Come on, let's forget about middle age and old people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is that all right? We can't play Russian roulette with our lives. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because God has too much to do for us. I'm going to say this. This is something that God wants all of us to do. God, speaking wrong. Don't you know when you begin to talk to people in the world, family members, church, your spiritual family, about something somebody did wrong, don't you know that spreads disease? Don't you know that's guile? Because if you say something about somebody, whether it's true or not, if you can't have to say nothing good about them, then don't say nothing at all. Come on, somebody. Because as soon as you say something, then that other person going to say something. Then what it is, that's when that scripture says bad communication corrupts good manner. Because you say something bad about them, if that person says, as soon as that doesn't come around, child, I know he ain't no good. Child, I know he ain't right. Child, I know she ain't no good. She can't even cook. Lord have mercy. And you go around telling everybody about what's wrong with your house. Instead of here and praying for the family, oh, I wish I could get a few people. Now, he too fat. Y'all say the pastor will pray for you as him, remember? Yeah. I shouldn't get it. That's what he was back up on that pride. What are you doing? I'm wrong. Communication. You what? Yeah, when I come in, you start looking sideways. Man, you think you're close. gonna get tight on it. Come on, I'm just talking about good people in the circle. Come on. Y'all ain't not gonna talk to you today. Is that all right? It's good teaching. It's good teaching. It's better than teaching. Come on, it's good. Okay, so what we need to do is turn the clothes. Go buy us something.
That's
what a gal is. Everybody understand that even more. Some people in church 30 years don't even know what gal is.
Uh-huh.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
So when people come to you, know, when they speak to you, that's God. That's why Jesus told the man, shall find no gal in you.
He loves
that when you don't talk about folk. He loves that. Why? Because that means if that word ain't manifesting, his word got freedom to manifest in that person because he bogged up with a whole batch of negative words and a bunch of negative conversations. If you can't say that good on yourself, all about people, stay off of Facebook. You can't say that good on Facebook, stay off of it. So now they're arresting people on Facebook. You don't you know, if you make a threat on Facebook, they're supposed to be your door and put handcuffs and you don't know what happened to this lieutenant, somebody and say you charged for a threat. Praise God. Come on. It's not just spiritual. It's legal. Is that all right? Amen. I want to thank God for those that listen to this word through the tape. Going to the Rivers Non-Denomination Ministry, nc.com. Amen. And receive this full of cake and pool. Amen. Glory to God. A.K.A. the fourth one is, the third one, excuse me, is hypocrisy. You gotta lay this aside when you first get saved. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is professing beliefs and feelings that steal your virtue. In other words, you can't practice things that's gonna take God out of you. You gotta practice things that's gonna put more God in you. Come on, somebody. That's gonna put more of the fruit of the Spirit. That comes from the Holy Spirit, which is goodness, peace, joy, kindness, meekness, and temperance. Say, all of us need some temperance.
Yeah.
A lot of us are real mad and real angry, and we need temperance in our lives.
Yeah.
We don't even know why we're mad. We just mad. That's just, come on. We don't even understand why we're upset. Because the enemy is trying to steal your virtue, your strength.
Yeah.
Say, we're old. Come on. And so when people are speaking negative against you, practicing wrong words against your spirit. That's why when you don't live right, you practice things against yourself. That's what hypocrisy is. If you practice things against yourself, that causes you to be weak. When you need to be strong when the enemy is fighting you, so you can get on, not be on the defense, but you can be on the watch. You say watch as well as pray. There's a condition of a person pretends to be something he is not. Come on, somebody. In a relationship with Christ. So if you're in right yourself, don't hide and say, Lord, I'm feeling like I'm working on this area. Don't try to hide what's wrong with you. That's a lie. It ain't the fact that you got something wrong with you. Don't hide. Expose it. Because if you don't expose it, you don't tell God what's wrong with you. All tests and stuff don't tell you the truth. So someday you got to confess. That's why you say confess your fault before me. Is that all right? So something you can't do it by yourself, you need some assistance of somebody that can get in there and go to God with you and for you.
Amen.
Come on, give God praise. Is that all right?
Amen.
Do that help you a little bit more to understand what that is?
Amen.
False presentation. Jesus is the way. Is the way. Come on, is that all right? Envies. The envies.
Envy.
You know, a lot of people envy. They give you. Yes, come on, somebody. They want what you got.
Hello. Amen.
I say, give you the Christ in me. Get more Christ.
Amen.
Don't give me because there ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing. You say, ain't no good thing in the flesh because I always want to do something wrong. Come on, somebody. It's your nature to always want to do something wrong.
Right.
So it's going to take the nature of Christ in order for you to want to do something right.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with you because you want to see it. You did that, that's our sin nature. But the wrong is that you stay in that desire and not deal weakness. Come on, say this. You got to say, Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me from whatever wrong with me. Lord, help me with something. That's what Peter had to say. Lord, I need your help. You said, Peter, you so strong, you so hard, I'm going to make you the rock of the church. But upon this, I'll build my church. Upon your faith, I'll build. See, y'all may not be strong, but you're strong. So we can build, God can build a church off of you. Come on, somebody. You may not have no back in the world, but you got back in God's world. Come on, we not give you peace. You may not have back out in the streets, but you got back in God. Come on, somebody. People may not look at you, amen, as somebody, amen, out there on the street, but you are somebody in God. Most of us are only, amen, our value is going to be in God, and then it's going to spread throughout the world. Come on, is that all right? Amen. Amen. Don't give it to nobody, because you don't know what road they got to face. Come on, is that all right? Don't give it to nobody to look better than you. Got more money than you, education than you, bigger house, bigger car, married, single, no children, some children, same good, don't look good. Whatever happened to you, amen, God, amen, just come on somebody. Amen, he is designed for you to take it. Come on, so don't get it, man, nobody. The next one, say, evil speak.
Say all.
You know, when we get saved, you know, the enemy try to test us with a little cuss word.
You can take the blood.
saved. You are God made and a God short.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
What gentle?
You have to say gentle.
Gentle.
I need God to help me with being gentle.
I need God to help.
Come on, that's it. Some of them need God to help to be gentle to our wives. Come on. Is that all right?
All right.
Pope Pastor said, you know, because I'm a big guy anyway, Pope Pastor said, your hand is heavy. Because I used to live for a lot of heavy because I used to be last, I don't look like it. I used to live for a lot of landscapes and cutting down trees. And I did that on part-time. Went for full-time job, did landscaping, went to Bible college, and pastored the church in my quarters. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can do what you want. If God sees you strength to do it, you say, if God sees God hear you, you say, God won't work for you. God will give you supernatural strength, men and women. Even when it looks like it's over, God will give you supernatural strength.
Yes,
to get something done. If you want to do something with God, he'll give you supernatural strength. He'll give you supernatural finances. Whatever your heart and your life are, don't still get prosperity because you'll stay broke. Come on.